Mississippi Governor and potential presidential candidate Haley Barbour has suspended the sentence of two African-American sisters who've been serving double life sentences for an $11 robbery in 1993. One of the sisters is sick, and many supporters felt they shouldn't have been jailed in the first place. James Ridgway of Mother Jones Magazine, who also writes the blog SolitaryWatch.com, has been following the case. And James, the two girls were convicted of luring two men to a spot where they were then robbed by three teenage boys. Now, the girls said they weren't even there, but the teen boys implicated them?
The thing about the robbery is that at the trial, there were two witnesses, two teenage boys. They signed statements. One statement had been written by the sheriff, and the other statement had not been written at all, and the boys signed the statement anyway. And the reason they signed the statements was because the sheriff threatened to send them to the men's jail at Parchman. So the witnesses were phony to begin with.
Supporters of the girls believe the teens, who actually held the gun and carried out the robbery, struck this plea deal and testified against the girls. The teenage boys only served 2 years. So at best, the girls were accessories to a crime, but they deny even that. We know the governor began meeting with the girls' supporters in September. He then was said to have turned the case over to the parole board, saying it was their business. Why do you think he got involved now?
Well, he got involved because there was a tremendous outpouring that just grew and grew and grew. Because one of these women, Jamie, has diabetes and what looks like end-stage renal disease, kidney failure. And she wasn't being treated. They would periodically bring in a dialysis machine, which broke down during the dialysis. Her veins collapsed. She was taken to a hospital. The doctor in the hospital didn't want to send her back to prison. The prison took her back. The prison refused to let her go to the hospital again. People thought she was about to die.
Well, in fact, the governor has made statements about how releasing the sisters will save the state $200,000 a year in medical costs for that dialysis that you described, and it will mean that the cost will be spread over taxpayers across the country. He also made as a requirement of the release that one of the sisters donate one of her kidneys to the ailing sister. Can he do that?
This, of course, is totally absurd. Gladys, when she learned about her sister, offered her kidney, and the prison refused. So it appeared to be, at that time, that they were dooming this girl to death. The second point is that the cost of this situation ought to be borne, number one, by the state of Mississippi, and it ought to be borne by the subcontractor, the Wexford Company.
Well, other supporters of the girls, including Bob Herbert, columnist for the New York Times, have noted that Governor Barbour has pardoned and released people who have murdered in the past, at least four men who've murdered their girlfriends in particular. And Herbert and others have questioned why this has taken so long. But, of course, now we have Haley Barbour back in the news considering a run for president against the first sitting black president and making several comments he's had to backtrack on, including saying that when he was growing up in Mississippi in the 60s, the White Citizens Council kept violence and the KKK out of his hometown. He then had to backtrack and release a statement saying that he didn't endorse the Citizens Council, which, of course, actually fought against integration. He's being praised today by civil rights groups as making a brave and courageous move in releasing these women, but are others pointing out that it's perhaps politically smart?
Oh, yes, it's all politics. It's totally politics. Mississippi is an important state, has a lot of black voters. Haley Barbour wants to run for president. He's brought up this White Citizens Council stuff. This case involves what looks to be a judge who was sympathetic to the Klan at one time. Who knows what he is now? So he needs to cover a lot of ground here to get himself into the national spotlight. That's for sure. And incidentally, with the revival of the Confederate flag, a lot of people in Mississippi and elsewhere in the South are scared. You know, they're scared there's a revival of this kind of racism. So he needs to put that to rest as well.
That's James Ridgway of Mother Jones Magazine. He also writes the SolitaryWatch.com blog. James, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.